Our Lost and Found sound series set out to uncover the audio treasures of this century. Well, when the last century was ending, people in Vermont became concerned about the vanishing sound of that state's folk traditions, and a woman named Helen Harkness Flanders was asked to document Vermont's past. What began as a one-year project became a passion. Flanders stayed with it for 35 years. She collected more than 4,000 songs. Producer Nina Keck delved into the Flanders collection and the Vermont Public Radio archives.
Lisa Davis of Milton, Vermont, sings in Boston, October 24, 1945, The Yorkshire Boy.
Come listen to my story, the truth I will declare. It was all a fiddle farmer who lived in Yorkshire. A Yorkshire boy had for his man to do all his business, and he was John on the full of the light, oh. Here is a cowgirl.
Helen Harkness Flanders roamed the back roads of New England, meeting people like Asa Davis. When she began, she was 39 years old and had three children. She was a published poet, an accomplished musician, and a wealthy local philanthropist.
My committee assignment was to recover what was still sung in Vermont that was learned by ear and passed on from older generations by word of mouth. Though I had lived all my life in Vermont, I had never happened to hear old British ballads or early American songs known only from memory. Granted such antiques existed, how should I find them?
She called prominent musicologists for advice. That helped, but it was her networking skills that really paid off. She wrote hundreds of letters to local newspapers, school principals, and women's clubs, looking for anyone who could remember old songs. A lot of her research focused on old English ballads, but local songs like this one about a Vermont railroad accident were also common.
'Twas the Montreal Express that came speeding at its best when the Hartford Bridge had skipped a broken rail to the river with a crash down the dash, and 100 souls went down to meet their fate. When the
making the recordings wasn't easy. Many homes didn't have electricity, so she'd have to plug her equipment into her car battery and record people from the front seat. In the 1930s, she used a bulky Edison-type dictaphone, which recorded sound onto wax cylinders. Later on, she upgraded to acetate and aluminum discs. By the 1940s, Helen Flanders was in her 50s, and health problems forced her to seek out an assistant. Jennifer Post is curator of the Helen Harkness Flanders Ballad Collection at Middlebury College. Post says the assistant, Marguerite Olney, worked with Mrs. Flanders for 20 years and made invaluable contributions.
Marguerite Olney was interested not only in the songs but also in the singers. So we find some very, very interesting, short but interesting discussions that go on in the recordings that she has made with some of the singers.
Mr. Titus now is going to sing Jones's Paring Bee. Now, you tell us what a paring bee is, Titus.
A paring bee is where neighbors of years ago used to congregate at some particular farmhouse and pare apples. They would be some paring with paring machines, others would be paring with knives, others would be stringing with a twine string and a darn needle, and then they'd hang the apples up to dry. That was what we used to call a paring bee. Oh, Susan Jane, do you remember down to Jones's paring bee when I took you and your brother along with Sally Green and me? Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-lido-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-lee.
While Marguerite Olney played an important role, it was Helen Flanders' tenacity and connections that made the collection possible. Mrs. Flanders, she was never referred to as just Helen, was unfailingly proper and stylish. Physically, she was a frail petite woman, a pretty Eleanor Roosevelt with a cloud of white hair. Her husband, Ralph Flanders, was a U.S. senator. What musicologists find amazing is how good this tiny, well-to-do woman was at getting reticent New Englanders to open up. Many of the people she recorded were poor and elderly, and most had probably never sung to anyone outside their immediate family before. Fran Flanders was a longtime personal secretary and good friend.
She charmed people right and left. She was a very attractive person physically and in personality. Most often people would say, oh, well, I don't have anything. And she'd say, do you mind if I come and ask some questions? No, but I don't think you'll get much.
Mr. Elmer Barton of Queechy, Vermont, now plays for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, an old fiddle tune. He doesn't know, recall the name. This was recorded August 13, 1945.
As radio became popular, people were less interested in singing and playing music. And for the first time in generations, folk songs were no longer being passed on as they had been. Had Helen Harkness Flanders and Marguerite Olney not recorded when they did, a big piece of Vermont and New England history would be lost.
From whom did you learn it?
I learned this from my father.
And was he a Civil War?
He was a Civil War veteran.
Yes.
I am dying, comrades dying, far away from friends and home. In this rebel den I'm lying, suffering, starving, all alone. If I had a drink of water.
Long after Mrs. Flanders retired, her secretary remembers the two standing in line at a grocery store. Mrs. Flanders began chatting with an older man. She asked if he remembered any songs from his childhood. He did, and he invited the two women over for dinner the next week. While no new songs were recorded for the collection, the three had a wonderful time, and it was exactly the sort of evening Helen Harkness Flanders lived for.
Treated more like dogs and men. No warm shelter spread above us. No green fields in which to roam. Oh, God grant.
Nina Keck of Vermont Public Radio and NPR's Andrea De Leon produced that story for Lost and Found Sound. Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Jonathan Kern, and produced by Jeff Rogers. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. Audio engineers include Patrick Murray, Peter Alina, Mitch Eaton, Kevin Waite, Sean Campbell, Sue Klein and Michael Cullen here in Washington, Manoli Wetherill, Kirill Wheeler, and Neil Rauch in New York City, Lorna White and Robert Newhouse in Chicago, and Leo DeLagula and Marcia Caldwell in Los Angeles. Lost and Found Sound executive producers are the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, and Jay Allison. Art Silverman is coordinating producer for NPR News with help from Darcy Bacon, Vicky Merrick, and Sandra Wong. Our executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Robert Siegel. Merry Christmas from NPR's All Things Considered.